Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following is an article from the online website Yahoo Finance. The article is written by David Barron. Why the pay-off-the-mortgage rule can cost high-income households six figures. The advice to pay off your mortgage as fast as possible has been a personal finance staple for decades. It is simple, emotionally satisfying, and endorsed by some of the most trusted voices in the money world, like Dave Ramsey, and for many households, it is genuinely the right call. For high-income households sitting on a low fixed-rate mortgage, however, the math tells a more complicated story. Paying off that debt early can feel like a victory, while quietly costing six figures in foregone investment returns over the life of the loan. The opportunity cost the rule ignores. At the core of the counter-argument, perhaps unsurprisingly, is opportunity cost. Every dollar that is sent to pay down a 3.5% mortgage is a dollar that is not compounding elsewhere. If that dollar could reasonably earn 7% annually over 20 years in diversified equity portfolio, the gap between those two outcomes is not trivial. Running the numbers makes it concrete. Take $300,000 in extra principal paid off today against a 3.5% mortgage. If the interest being saved is meaningful, but compare it to what happens if the very same $300,000 compounds at 7% annually over 20 years. Using the future value formula, 300,000 times 1.07 to the 20th power produces roughly $1,161,000. The spread between those two outcomes is the six-figure gap the rule ignores. Today's mortgage rates make this math even sharper for those who locked in low fixed rates in 2020 or 2021. A household carrying a 3% or 3.5% mortgage is borrowing some of the cheapest long-term money in modern history. The Freddie Mac Primary Mortgage Market Survey, as of June 18, 2026, puts the 30-year fixed rate at 6.47% and the 15-year at 5.81%, which means anyone who already owns a mortgage well below those levels has a rate environment in favor of keeping it. The case for paying it off anyway. The opportunity cost argument only holds if the investment returns actually materialize, and that is not guaranteed. The stock market's long-run average of roughly 7% inflation adjusted is a historical average across full cycles, not a promise. Any given 20-year window can look very different, and a retiree who borrowed against that assumption and then lived through a poor sequence of returns early in retirement could find themselves worse off than the neighbor who simply paid off the house. A paid-off home is also a guaranteed, risk-free return equal to the mortgage rate. In a world where certainty has real value, that matters. It eliminates a monthly obligation, reduces sequence of return risk in retirement, and for many people, it removes a psychological weight that no spreadsheet can fully price. One additional factor has also shifted the calculus in recent years. The 2026 standard deduction is $32,200 for married couples filing jointly, and $16,000 for single filers. At those levels, the vast majority of households no longer itemize, which means the mortgage interest deduction provides no actual benefit. The after cost of the mortgage and the headline rate are effectively the same number for most high-income households, which removes one of the traditional arguments for carrying the debt. A middle path worth considering. The binary framing of pay it off versus interest everything is not the only option. Many high-income households land on a hybrid approach. Make the required payment, invest the bulk of available cash, and direct modest additional principal toward the mortgage each month without rushing to eliminate it entirely. This captures most of the investment upside while steadily reducing the debt balance and preserving liquidity. A fully prepared mortgage is not easily accessed in an emergency without refinancing or a line of credit, so concentrating wealth in the house at the expense of the inevitable assets creates its own kind of risk. Whether the right answer is to invest, pay down, or split the difference depends on the mortgage rate, the time horizon, the tax situation, and an honest assessment of how much market volatility a household can actually tolerate. The math favors investing when the spread between the mortgage rate and expected returns is wide. The peace of mind that comes with paying it off matters more than optimization when certainty matters. Neither answer is wrong, and this is an educational context, not personal advice. If you want to learn more about Ayers Lane, the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.